What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Don't Mess with Texans Fantasy Football Podcast, brought to you by the Texans Wire. I am your host, Chris Knowles. It's good to be back. I'm sorry I missed last week's episode. I had some, personal issues I had to deal with, but no worries. Everything is good on this end. We are back and we're ready to roll. The first thing I want to jump right on into is that Texans versus Chargers game. I was really, really, really happy with the way the Texans came out and won, the final score being 27-20. Deshaun Watson looked absolutely masterful. He threw for 351 passing yards with 3 touchdowns, going for 25 completions out of 34 attempts. I really, really liked the way Watson handled that game. He looked he's looking as if he's growing every single game into an MVP caliber type of player. To me, hands down right now, there's only 2 quarterbacks in the NFL that are just really 1A, 1B, and that's Mahomes and Watson for me. I really like the way Watson has shown growth this year. I really want to touch on Kenny Stills in this game. 4 receptions, 89 receiving yards, and no touchdowns. That's okay for being the 3rd/4th option as wide receiver on the Texans. Another surprise was tight ends. Tight ends getting some love. Jordan Akins, 2 touchdowns, 3 receptions for 73 yards. That was pretty good. That's a positive. We're seeing the tight ends getting more involved in this game. That's a plus. I really, really like that. Let's go down to Darren Fells with 1 touchdown, 49 receiving yards. That's a plus. Like I said just a minute ago, the tight ends are getting some love here. I think what has really improved vastly for the major part here is that offensive line. I think they found the key going forward in terms of personnel with this offensive line with Tunsil, Sharping, Martin, Howard, and Henderson, and so forth. I did not mean to say Henderson Fulton. I think that's the key line right there, and it looked pretty damn good against a Chargers defense that had Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram rushing the Texans. So, like I said, hats off to the Texans. That's a good win in terms of fantasy. Watson all day. Other than that, if you were lucky and you had Jordan Akins, which I'm pretty sure most of my listeners did not have Jordan Akins playing, I couldn't have predicted a Jordan Akins game like he had. Of course, the only one I could have predicted right would have been Deshaun Watson, and then I would have guessed DeAndre Hopkins. If you're playing PPR, he didn't have a bad game. 6 receptions, 67 yards. That's 12 points. So That's not bad. It's not great knowing that Hopkins can always do into the 20s, but it's double digits. You got to take 12 points when you can get them. I'm hopefully some other players on your fantasy roster rounded out some better points for you there. But let's jump into Deshaun Watson's stats so far for the season. He has 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. That's great. His completion percentage at 65.6. He's had 778 passing yards, and his fantasy points right now totaling 69.4 based off of Pro Football Reference. Let's go down to his rushing. 40 yards against New Orleans, 5 against Jacksonville, 18 against the Chargers. So what that's telling me is the offensive line is getting better. It is getting better, and that's a plus. No rushing touchdown in this game, but that's okay. I'll take 3 passing touchdowns. Okay. Passer rating for this game against the Chargers was 135.8. Solid. Deshaun Watson's a must start. He is a QB1 in all fantasy formats, period. If you have him, start him. It's never a question unless he's on bye. It's Deshaun Watson. Like I said, if you have Deshaun Watson, Mahomes, S1A, 1B, and then to me, my right underneath them, my number 2 would be Lamar Jackson, man. The kid, don't get me wrong, had a kind of rattled game last week, but I like him. He's just an ultimate fantasy quarterback. I treat him as a second to third running back. He's that guy, but has the option to throw. I want to get into how impressive Carlos Hyde has been this season. I think he's done magnificent in this offense. He's had 192 total rushing yards with one touchdown. He's had 25.4 fantasy points right now, according to Pro Football Reference. And I really like what Carlos Hyde has done. He looks hungry. He's hitting holes, and he's just moving. The cat is moving. He's averaging 4.8 yards a carry. That's just impressive. For a guy that had some down years recently, I can't say anything more about Hyde, but I really, really love the way Hyde has come out and just, he looks hungry. He's ready to just ball, man. I can tell you this from a personal standpoint, my personal opinion, I don't miss Lamar Miller. I don't know about you guys. I don't miss him. I think Carlos Hyde has done, if not more than what Lamar Miller has done, Carlos Hyde looks like the better running back, and he's cheaper, which is great. That's awesome. Hopefully, we can possibly maybe do a little extension on him, maybe 1 or 2 years, maybe. Let Lamar Miller walk out the door. Duke Johnson, on the other hand, has been a little rocky. Like I said, Duke Johnson, in my opinion, and you can go back to episodes one, episodes two, he's not the guy that everybody's thinking he's going to be. He has rushing 17 rushes for 90 yards, zero touchdowns. He has 14.5 fantasy points through the receiving part. He has 6 receptions for 55 yards, zero touchdowns, and 14.5 fantasy points on that end as well. Duke Johnson is what he is. I've always tried to embrace this to everybody in the fantasy football community. Duke Johnson is not going to be the bell cow in anybody's backfield. I don't care what you think or how you feel about it. He dances too much. He's a pass catcher. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a pass catcher. But he is a pass catching, change of pace, third down, you know, third and long down, you know, need some yards, you need a screen pass. That's his role. That's it. Just don't go into a season thinking that Duke Johnson's going to be this RB1 or RB2. It's not going to happen. Duke Johnson is a, at best, flex running back in all fantasy formats. If you have him, great. Keep him on your bench. I have him on my bench in one of my leagues. He's a perfect flex option. He's a perfect buy filler. He's that guy. Just don't expect anything more out of him. He won't get you a lot less either, but he's not going to get you a whole bunch more. Duke Johnson is somebody, like I've been saying, and I'll repeat this again, just don't go into thinking he's going to produce a whole hell of a lot more. But I like the tandem. I like Carlos Hyde, and I like Duke Johnson back there. I really, really do. I think they're solid backs for what the Texans do, and they provide that you know, change of pace for each other. Excuse me, I'm going to take a sip. But, you know, they do a great job in that offense. And kudos to Bill O'Brien for, you know, I've criticized Bill O'Brien. I know a lot of people here in the Houston area has criticized Bill O'Brien. But for a team that has no GM and for a team that went, what, when he made those trades, it's looking like we did the right moves. It just does. I saw something really interesting the other day, and I'm going to see if I can go back and find this. I don't know if I can, but I'll try. It looks like I don't have it anymore. Let me go back and see. I just thought this was a really interesting stat that I don't... No. Anyway, there was a stat that was pulled up that I saw online comparing Whitney Mercilus to a J.J. Watt, and I have to say it's pretty telling that we're not really missing Jadeveon Clowney all that much. Not hating on Jadeveon Clowney at all, but Let me see if I can maybe. No, I'm not seeing any of it. Okay. Well, anyways, it looks like Whitney Merciless has definitely come out to play this year, like he does every year. But this year, now that Clowney is gone, I think he has, Whitney Merciless has 4 sacks, 11 solos, and 3 forced fumbles. Pretty telling. And that guy wants to get paid this year for sure. Let's take a look. Here we go. Jadeveon Clowney, 1 sack, 2 solos, and 0 forced fumbles. He wants $20 million, folks. He wants to get paid. I'll take Whitney Merciless all day. The dude is balling out. I'm not gonna say it. But Whitney Merciless to me, on paper through 3 games, I don't know. Could Merciless be better than Clowney? I don't know. I'm just saying. I think one of the biggest draws with Clowney was, the hit he had in Michigan that made him famous. He is a talented guy. I'm not taking that away. He has raw ability. I mean, he's talented, man. The guy's a monster and freak. I just thought the hype of him being more into this J.J. Watt character or player. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say character. J.J. Watt player or Reggie White type. This whole, I mean, we were anointing this guy already, and he really hasn't done. He really hasn't done anything. And it's early in the season. You know, Clowney has a chance to prove me wrong. But for the IDP leagues out there, I'm going to tell you now, go get Whitney Merciless. I know I did in my league. He's balling out right now this year. Go grab him. Clowney, not saying don't, but you know, keep garner your expectations, I would say. Let's jump into some studs going into week 3 of the NFL in fantasy football. Number 1 wide receiver right now, this is according to PPR, is Keenan Allen. These are your top 5. Keenan Allen, Julio Jones, Sammy Watkins. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is out. Amari Cooper. Whew, man, listen, I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. I'm not. But I cannot knock what Dax and the Cowboys are doing there. And then your number 5 with T.O.I. Hilton. It's pretty impressive that Hilton's doing what he's doing. Kudos to him. And this is without Andrew Luck, folks. This is with Jacoby Brissett back there. That's phenomenal. He's doing phenomenal. Top 5 running backs so far. Dalvin Cook, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Dalvin Cook, definitely, I think, I'm going to go ahead and just say it. And you know what? I don't mind if I get flack at the end of this year. But I think Dalvin Cook will end up leading the league in rushing yards and be the number 1 running back in all of fantasy football this year. That's through three weeks already. So I'm going to say Dalvin Cook. Number 2 is Christian McCaffrey. Number 3 is Austin Eckler. 4 is Alvin Kamara. And number 5 is Mark Ingram. I'm really shocked at Mark Ingram, I'll be honest with you. I did not think he would be in the top 5. Now, this is in week 3. I want to see how this plays out. I'm kind of interested in seeing how he does. He has 67.9 points already total for the season. Alvin Kamara has 68. And then 77.8 for Austin Eckler. Man, is that kid just, he's killing it right now. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this evening, I just got word. The holdout is ending, and Chargers running back Melvin Gordon is in fact reporting to the team tomorrow. He won't play this week, but he is preparing to play the following. That's huge. That's pretty huge for the Chargers. I don't know what this does. This obviously is going to hurt Eckler, but hell, if I'm the Chargers, I kind of even roll with Eckler. I let Eckler just roll until Gordon earns that spot back. But anyways, top 5 quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, like I said before, Russell Wilson, and then Deshaun Watson. Those guys are killing it. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Watson with 70.4 points already for the year. Mahomes, 86.8. The guy's killing. Lamar Jackson, 85.8. Tight ends. Top five tight ends. Evan Ingram, 39.7. Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, good for him. And then Will Disley. Will Disley, folks, from Seattle, 30.4. Let me see your IDP leagues. These are for the IDP. There we go. Number one, Shaquille Barrett from Tampa Bay. Jamie Collins. Number three, I called it, Whitney Merciless. Miles Garrett. And then number five, Corey Littleton out of the Rams. So those are your top five at each positions right now in terms of leading in fantasy football. I think week four is going to be exciting. I think we're going to see some good fantasy points out there. You know, I always try to reach out on Twitter and ask folks to send me some questions and stuff. I have received none this week, but that's okay. I'm going to go into my week four stardom quarterbacks, and I'm going to pick just a couple that I really like this week. I really do like Deshaun Watson, of course. This is a Don't Mess With Texans Fantasy Football podcast. Deshaun Watson against Carolina. I really like him this week. Of course, you got to start Mahomes. I really like Lamar Jackson. And I'm going to also take the Russell Wilson against Arizona. Oddly enough, those are almost the top five that we just mentioned. Interesting start, wild card start for me. I'm going to have to say start Dak Prescott against New Orleans. New Orleans Saints defense is struggling against the pass a little bit. And I think Dak Prescott is going to come out. This is going to be a Sunday night game. I think Dak is going to really ball out. I really do. I'm not saying the Cowboys are going to win. I live in New Orleans, so don't kill me for saying that. I just think Dak Prescott is going to have a good game. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, man. Let's talk about this kid for a minute in fantasy football. Daniel Jones. The kid's got an arm and legs, man. I mean, he's really doing his thing out there. I like Daniel Jones. I'm sorry. He's someone that I would recommend picking up. Starting? I don't know if I'd say start just yet because, I'm one of those guys that you kind of have to do a little bit more than just one game. I've seen a lot of times in fantasy football where individuals and players will go out there and ball out one game, they come in the next, and then they're just get done. He's going to have to do at least 2 to 3 more games for me. If he comes out and throws 4 touchdowns against Washington, he's a must-start for me every week. I'll say that for sure. Another guy that I picked up in one of my leagues was Jacoby Brissett. This is due to the fact, in large part, I had Jameis Winston and I had Marcus Mariota. I'm over Mariota. I'm over the Mariota train. I'm done with him. It's just a matter of time before Tannehill actually gets in there. I'm going to say Jacoby Brissett is a guy that I went out and picked up. This is in a little bit more deeper leagues, but I'm going to grab Jacoby Brissett right now. He's somebody I'm targeting. Guys that I would start in terms of running backs. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders at Green Bay. He's someone I really like a lot. I think Miles Sanders is going to elevate this week. He's a guy I'm targeting. Of course, I'm targeting Carlos Hyde. He's one. And those are going to be my top two. Let's round out another one. I think I'm going to be safe and say let's go with Josh Jacobs against Indy. Indy has not had a really good run defense, so I think Josh Jacobs will eat there. Let's go with my hold on. Let's back up and go back to running backs. Here's another name that I went out and picked up was Wayne Gallman. He's somebody I want to have on my bench right now just for the large part due to the fact that Barkley is not going to be playing. So I'm going to take Wayne Gallman right now, see what he does. Hopefully maybe he turns into something. If he doesn't, no big deal. But if he goes out and just starts balling, that's great. That's just another added asset I have on my team. But I picked up Wayne Gallman. He's kind of a must pick for me in the waiver wire. Stronger starts for me when it comes to wide receivers this week. I'm going to have to go with I'm going to have to go with Jarvis Landry is one that I'm going to have to pick right now. And Tyrell Williams is probably one I'm going to have to go with. The Raiders against the Colts is going to be a good game. I'm not sure who's going to win, but I think Tyrell Williams is going to get a lot of those targets down there in Indy. So I'm going to go with Jarvis Landry and Tyrell Williams. Let me pick you some tight ends to go this week. I'm going to go. Oh man, I'm gonna go crazy on this one. I'm gonna go Jared Cook against Dallas. I'm gonna take Austin Hooper against Tennessee, and I'm gonna take Vernon Davis. I think Vernon Davis still has some juice left in him against the Giants. Those are kind of my tight ends right there to start. And when it comes to defense, I'm going to choose one here. I'm going to go with Texans versus Carolina. I think the Texans are going to really trounce Carolina this week. Those are kind of my starts for this week. Like I said, guys, if you guys have any questions in terms of fantasy football, reach out to me. I'm on Twitter at Chris Knowles NFL. That's at ChrisNalls NFL. You can find my work at the Texans Wire, at the Texans Wire, and you can also find my fantasy football work at the Fantasy Headliners. I cover the Texans, obviously, and Texans fantasy football with the Texans Wire, and then I do strictly fantasy football with the Fantasy Headliners, which is a great, great, great website. You guys should go check out both, obviously. When you want Texans news and info, it's Texans Wire hands down all day. Like I said, I don't give enough kudos to my boy Anthony Woods over there, who's interviewing just about everybody in the Texans organization, just about everybody in Houston. He's doing a great job with interviewing that and making the Texans Wire bigger and better each and every day and every week. Kudos to all the guys out at the Fantasy Headliners there. Those guys are grinding. When you want DFS lineups, start them, sit them, trades, targets, all that kind of good stuff. And don't also forget to check out, they have a YouTube channel on YouTube, the Fantasy Headliners with Kyle and Jake there. Shout out to those guys. They're always every week pounding it and giving it their all. So go check those guys out on Twitter and on YouTube, and look for my work on those sites. And again, guys, if you have any questions regarding fantasy football, sit and starts, at me. You can at me on Twitter. You can DM me on Twitter. It does not matter. Again, my Twitter handle is at Chris Knowles NFL. That's pretty much all the show. I know they're quick, but like I said, I'm trying to get this thing up and running and getting it longer. And trying to extend it. So I'm coming up with some certain ideas. So please, if you have any recommendations and ideas that you guys want to voice, please don't hesitate. For the haters out there, you can bring it too. It's all good. It's all good. I'm ready. If anybody has some ideas for the show, and if anybody ever just wants to be a guest, I know I have one of my buddies and coworkers at the Fantasy Headliners who I'm going to get on pretty soon. If anybody wants to be a guest and want to talk fantasy football, reach out to me as well. I don't mind that at all. We can get that going. So, anyways, guys, I'm going to cut this thing and let's go Texans. I'm going to go Texans. I'm going to go Texans 31-17 against Carolina. And let's get that win. And remember, guys, let's roll, baby. Peace.